Welcome back, everybody, to Browns Overtime following the thrilling, emphatic 31-10 win over Pittsburgh. Let's check in with Nathan Zagura all week long. The two Cleveland guys, Dante Whitner, Brian Hoyer, told everybody what it would feel like to beat Pittsburgh. Dante Whitner joins Nathan Zagura. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Michael. Here with Dante Whitner, Cleveland's own. And I'm sure when you signed on the dotted line, you were dreaming about this first home game against the Steelers. How did it feel to go out there and dominate 31-10?
It felt great. You know, we're just mad that we got that touchdown at the end. We've been hearing a lot of people question what we can do on the defensive side of the football. We just had to simplify things and go out there and play downhill. And that's what we did today. You know, we put a full game together, offense, defense, and special teams, and that's why we came away with the win. We wanted to win for this city. We wanted to win for this organization, ourselves, and now we're 3-2.
What does this win mean for this team and for this city that you love so much?
I mean, the people should start taking us seriously now. We're tired of people questioning if we're legit, if we're contender or pretender. Yeah, we're contender. We believe in what we have. We believe in our schemes in all three phases. And, you know, we're gonna stay in this thing for the long haul.
Do you feel like you guys are starting to get more comfortable in this game, completely locking down Ben Roethlisberger in this offense until that touchdown late in garbage time when the game was well out of hand?
Yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, teams trying to come out and attack us. But we just have to stay with the basics, man. We don't have to do anything special to go out here and win games. Alignment, assignment, know what to do. Do it to the best of your ability, mentally and physically, and then you'll come out with wins. And my hat goes off to all these guys in the locker room. This is why I came back to Cleveland, to see the celebration and the things we're going to do when we start to put wins together.
And what were you feeling from the dog pound? Because it seemed just pandemonium all game long.
This thing was rocking. They talk about the 12th man. They talk about Kansas City. But I think they should start talking about Cleveland Brown dog pound.
Absolutely. And how about this defense? A lot of injuries up front. Yet John Hughes and Ismaili Kitchen step up massive. Kaywan goes down. Yeah. Justin Gilbert comes in. What about the resiliency of this team?
To be a good football team, you have to have depth. And everybody that's out there that's a starter, you have to understand that you're one play away as a backup. You have to prepare each and every week, every day, as if you're a starter, because this league, you know, one injury and you're in there. So, you know, we talk to those guys all the time. They were getting a little frustrated they weren't playing, but you just have to stay ready, and they stayed ready, and they went out there and performed.
Dante, I remember when I sat down with you at Town Hall before the season started. This was a game that meant so much to you, not only for yourself, for this city, but to take on the Steelers. When you dreamed about this game and how it was going to go down, could it even have been this good?
It's been a long time coming, man. I don't think that it could have been this good. We'll see how the city reacts to it when we're out later celebrating with our families and friends. So, you know, this one is for the dog pound.
Dante, congratulations. Great game. Huge win for the Browns, man. All right, Michael, back to you.
Oh, yeah, fellas. Dante, word. The city going to be on fire this week, young fella. There's no question about that. Gerard, could this be a turning point statement? The defense all week long talked about it's about execution. It's about assignment football. They seem like they cleaned a lot of that up today.
Michael, Dante said it. It's about alignment and assignment. It's really that simple. Don't complicate the matter. The coach gives you a call, go out there and execute it. But I like most about that interview, Michael, was the fact that Dante was not happy with the fact that they won. He wants more, and that's the type of attitude you're going to have. Yes, it's a turning point. You did beat the Steelers. You do celebrate. Don't get me wrong. Go out there and celebrate. But remember, come Monday, you're back to business because you got another football team that you need to beat up on.
Maybe it'll be a victory Monday. Who knows? We'll find out if that's the case. But the Browns got to feel euphoric about this win. Don't go away. When we get back at Browns Overtime, next step, business trip to see the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll preview the Browns at Jacksonville when Browns Overtime returns. Don't go away.